In the second part of WMOT's follow-up to the 2010 floods, we continue to look at why federal and state agencies owe counties, towns, and cities all across Tennessee millions of dollars in recovery costs. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it's already reimbursed municipalities about $175 million for more than 5,000 recovery projects. But WMOT's Mike Osborne notes that more than 3 years after floodwaters receded, FEMA still owes Tennessee communities roughly $1 out of every $4 spent on repairs.
You'll have to access it on 16.
Another problem we have, as you'll see right here, we have two houses. Nothing's been done 3 years later. We beg FEMA to let us tear them down and haul off the debris because that's a fire trap. That's, you know, could be a drug house. Kids get hurt in it. First, we're going to look at fencing. I said, what's fencing going to do?
Yesterday, we met Edwin Hogan, the Cheatham County Emergency Management Director. He's taking me on a tour of the Chapmansboro Road area just outside Ashland City. This low-lying section of the county along the Cumberland River was badly damaged in the 2010 floods.
Now what the county's having to do is take legal action on homeowners who've walked off and left these things, and the county's having to go through the legal process with the attorney.
Cheatham County borrowed money from its own school construction fund to pay for flood repairs, then waited months, sometimes years, for FEMA to reimburse the expenses. Worse still, Hogan recently learned that FEMA would not pay more than $500,000 in costs he understood the agency had promised.
It looks like we're going to be out right at about $550,000. In public assistance, most of that in debris removal and the home inspections.
Cheatham County isn't alone. FEMA has denied more than $30 million worth of flood repair costs submitted by Metro Nashville. The city is appealing those cases. Much of the money FEMA owes in Tennessee for the 2010 floods is now tied up somewhere in the agency's appeals process.
FEMA has confessed that its appeal process is virtually broken.
Consultant Ernie Abbott was FEMA's lead attorney in the 1990s.
One of their top priorities is to try and resolve the backlog that they have on appeals, because it is certainly taking more than the 90 days in the regulations to handle many of the appeals.
Abbott, who now provides consulting services to disaster-struck communities, notes that FEMA has expanded quickly in recent years. But he says the number of people qualified to review appeals hasn't kept pace, stalling the process.
The number of policy-level people who would be the deciding officials for appeals, it's a relatively small number who have that depth of experience and want to, you know, to really focus attention on the appeals.
FEMA spokesperson Mary Hudak acknowledges that the agency is behind in reviewing appeals, but wouldn't admit to staffing problems. She says instead that the agency simply wants to be thorough.
We like to make sure that we're giving the applicant every consideration possible. And so sometimes that takes longer than 90 days to make sure we get a fair and complete review. And truthfully, we try to get to yes.
And as Cheatham County learned, getting that yes from the right person is critically important. County officials say they met with FEMA field staff in 2010 and were given verbal approval for expenses the agency later denied. FEMA's Mary Hudak says final funding decisions are made at the regional or national level, and that local officials sometimes misunderstand the role of the agency's field staff.
Generally, those are information gatherers, people who go out and look at sites. Sometimes in that exchange of working with local officials, there might be a, you know, what do you think about this, or can you do that? And there might be that kind of open dialogue. But those folks don't make policy or final approval decisions in the field.
Tennessee officials say FEMA disallowed the Cheatham projects because the county paid disaster contractors more than federal regulations allow. County officials appealed twice and now say their only recourse is legal action. The state of Tennessee also owes local municipalities for flood expenses. The state's share of reimbursement costs are just a fraction of what's owed by FEMA. But to date, Tennessee has only paid about 10% of what it agreed to cover following the 2010 floods. Jeremy Height is a spokesman for the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency.
It helps us protect the local governments from having to give back money if a project has disallowed costs at the end. And that can happen on any project as it goes through the FEMA review process.
Former FEMA attorney Ernie Abbott agrees that withholding the funds is probably a good idea.
FEMA will, at closeout or even after closeout, decide that there was an issue on eligibility of the disaster grants that they were given, and basically tell the state, if we're taking this money away because we've decided it's not eligible, now you go and try and find it from the applicant.
Many states handle disaster reimbursements the same way Tennessee does, but not all. Kentucky, for example, reimburses local governments for each disaster project as it's completed. The good news is that there are now less than 1,000 of the 6,000 original recovery projects waiting for reimbursement in Tennessee. FEMA's Mary Hudak hinted strongly that the agency intends to clear the outstanding 2010 flood projects in the current fiscal year. For WMOT News, I'm Mike Osborne in Ashland City.